a revolution, but probably not in the terms that people imagine it. The word seems to conjure up images of sort of a modern-day version of peasants going into the street with their pitchforks to go after the bad guy who lives in a big house someplace in the hill, and we're gonna get that son of a bitch and we'll take all the stuff away from him and we'll give it to the workers. That's not the kind of revolution I had in mind.
Which one did you in mind?
Well, I thought that it might be nice if it was handled in a little bit more modern, efficient way, without people getting slaughtered in the street. The matter of infiltration.
What kind of infiltration?
Because the thing that's wrong today is that the people who are in control of the media and the government and, things that run the lives of the average person in the street, they aren't doing a good job of it because they don't really care. So if you just replace them, and I think that's a possibility.
By whom?
By interested people from the younger generation.
And you think they are more interested in the older ones? You think it's a matter of age?
I think the potential is there in the younger generation. I don't think that right now they are really interested. Their political involvement is on a very superficial basis. They're still, they go out for the social aspects of a march or a rally rather than for the what it could possibly accomplish. And I don't think that demonstrations are the best possible tactic.
What do you think of the present situation here in the States?
It's a little frightening at times. I'm still optimistic about it. Because America is such a crazy... When you consider that you can elect a person like Richard Nixon just by running the proper type of television advertising campaign, it's possible that a person with an equal amount of money for the same size campaign, he spent $22 million to convince a bunch of people to vote for him, that he was a good bet for the presidency. Anybody else with $22 million and the right kind of PR firm could do the same thing.
You ran for president.
I thought about it a number of times before, and then the thing that always holds me back is that what would it feel like to actually be the president, and have to stay in Washington, D.C. in that house for 4 years? That'd be pretty grim.
There's already some stickers. Frank Zappa for president.
I haven't seen any stickers. I've seen some little cards that somebody printed up. I didn't have anything to do with them. But it's true, I had thought about it. I've thought about politics a number of times, but you can't do it all just from the presidency. The president doesn't have the absolute control of the United States because the power is divided up between him and the Senate and the Congress and the rest of that crap. And if you go in there and you can't work in conjunction with the people who are in the Senate and the Congress, you can't get anything done.
Do you think there's a chance that music, pop music, might change the society?
It already did. Pop music, especially for the last, say, 6 years, has had a great deal to do with lifestyle, encouragement of activities within the sexual revolution, and clothing styles and everything else. It's all been influenced by pop music. It changed the appearance of the American teenage way of life.
What kind of influence did the mothers have, you think?
Well, we had some, but not very much because of the size of our audience was so small.
What kind?
Well, I think we perhaps inspired some of the people who liked what we do to get a little bit looser and a little bit more devious. And as I said before, about progress not being possible without some sort of deviation. Meet a few deviants.